The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this second day of March, ladies and gentlemen, 2021. Under mostly, well, it is sunny skies, no chemtrails here in Central Texas, and about 55 degrees. Normal weather. And what happened is actually happened. Remember me saying on this very program, wait till the ice melts and we get over this winter storm. And I said, I'll give Abbott about a week or two before he lifts the ban here in Texas. Well, he's done exactly that. No mask mandates, businesses open 100%, except for Austin, which goes, that figures. Roger Landry's with me today. Hello, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and it's not hard today to tell where the liberals focus, is it? Or where the liberals are focused.
Well, and it's
Austin's
rather...
Austin's a pretty liberal city.
Oh, well, it was so weird that it was a strange mix of people that knew what planet they lived on and, you know, knew what side of their bread was buttered, and they tolerated the music scene and all the weirdness that went on in Austin. And they used to make a little joke. Mike, how many years ago did they start the campaign Keep Austin Weird? In the 70s or the 80s? You know, we had Kinky Friedman down here in Austin wanting to run for governor. And, you know, a real hoot. Down here, they took politics with a grain of salt. But, I used to call them when I first came down here to Texas. And even back then, I was calling Austin the Moscow on the Colorado after the movie Moscow with Robin Williams in it. And yeah, at any rate. Now the weirdness has just gone totally hard left. But Austin is the conclave here in Texas, which claims that, well, we need masks and social distancing. And I'm waiting for these people in Austin, the business owners, to get out the tar and the feathers and the matches. Yeah.
Well, what we need to understand today is, and I can't take the credit for this title, but it hit me. It really did. And the title of the article that's on the Liberty Beacon is basically the Democrats are not governing. And they're not. Okay. When you govern a nation, what you do is you decide via the mechanisms afforded you, meaning Congress, meaning so on and so forth, you decide what is best for and what serves the massive majority of your constituents. Not the people who helped you steal an election and get away with it, okay? Because right now, what we are seeing and what sparked this guy to write an article with a title, The Democrats Are Not Governing, is because they are not. Everything that they are doing, 50 plus, okay, executive orders, it's an all-time record. okay, beyond, far beyond what anybody else has done. And each and everything he has done has been to erase either what Trump has done or to advance the liberal cause, not just feet, which is the way you're supposed to do things in a republic. You don't rush anything. Everything is supposed to be scrutinized, or the people are supposed to have the ability to scrutinize. What we are seeing is the most radical shift in American government in history. And it's all been done in less than 2 months. That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact. This guy is ruling by decree. And this is not what America is supposed to be about.
Well,
but it's actually what's happening. And yeah, I'll shut up and let you talk.
No. I was just going to throw in there that Joe Biden thinks that reparations is a good idea. And he thinks it's such a good idea that he doesn't even have to bother going to the legislature to have this thing approved. He's just going to do it because he knows it's the right thing to do. Reparations.
If you consider, okay, what that would mean to this country, especially right now, that's the kill pill right there. The amount of money we are talking about, all right, if you are replacing the lives of individuals that were not part of slavery and are what, 7, 8, 10 generations removed? If we are talking about, how much are we talking about giving them? 10,000 each? 50,000 each? 100,000 each? Let's take everybody who would be qualified in this country and start doing the math. We are already being told that because of the stimulus packages that have already happened and the absolutely out of line spending that is just rampant right now, okay, on the Hill, we are in an inevitable collapse of a massive bubble that will make 2008 look like a warm-up. You and I have discussed this for almost a year that this was coming. If you throw reparations into this, I don't care whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing historically. It is the kill pill for America. End of story. We will not survive it.
Well, we're still, is the $1.9 billion stimulus package, has it been passed? Hasn't it been passed?
It's been passed by the Congress, but it hasn't been passed by the Senate.
You know, isn't that fascinating? Because many people are saying, you know what? We're going to have to pay interest on that money that you shouldn't be borrowing, so let's not borrow it and let's not pay it out, because 90% of that is going other places other than people that have been cheated out of the right to earn a living in this country.
Thank you. What you are looking at, and I believe what they say, is that as much as 80% of that is earmarked for the Democrats and the Democratic states right now that are in trouble beyond what you can believe. Okay, let's take a look at what's happening with Cuomo. Cuomo's going down, all right? And Biden's White House don't even want to touch it. They don't even want to touch it, okay? But if what they had been doing was right, as in if Trump was still in office, he would be telling every one of these Republican governors that were under fire, I've got your back right now. These blue states, and it started with New York, and it's not going to stop with New York. Believe me, it isn't. California, this guy's even closer to recall than anybody really thinks he is. Oh, yeah, they've definitely got the numbers. Okay, this is going to spread. It's going to increase as people start to realize the big lie they have been forced to live through and how many lives have been destroyed as a result of this. The mass majority of those lives that have been destroyed in liberal blue states. You've got the DeSantos of the world, okay, who is down in Florida with an economy that's working, with people that are working, and with a population that's behind him big time. And you know what? Biden and the rest of the people up there are demonizing the hell out of him. So when out of that $1.9 trillion, you will each get, okay, those who qualify will each get approximately $1,400. If you stop to consider what John has been preaching to you for so many weeks and doing it so eloquently, you don't have to give me $1,400 if you cut this crap and open the economy back up.
I'd almost be willing to pay them $1,400 to sit down and shut up at this point. It'd be the best investment I think I could make. This is absolutely insane. Now, what are they going to take
They're
Cuomo?
Not governing. That's the point.
Yeah, that is the point. And they're not governing by way of the documents that gives you good instruction on how to govern.
As in Constitution, Bill of Rights, and yeah, got it.
Yeah, you know, those craggy old white-haired farts way back when that, you know, sat down and said, no, nope, democracy, no, nope. Serfdom, no, nope. King, ruler, no, nope. No, we think we'll do a republic, not a democracy. And you know what slays me to no end is the amount of people that are not correcting those that have the public's eye or the ear, the politicians, the talking heads, whatever. They keep droning on, especially Fox News. They're just as an egregious violator as anybody else. Our country, our democracy. You know, 20, 30 years ago, you might have got shot if you called this country a democracy. Because back then, a generation ago, people still understood, Roger, that this is a republic. And with that, there's a certain set of rules. And I've given the analogy of I'm on one team, you're on another, you're on the team that cheats, but we haven't figured that out. We're a baseball team, we've played 9 innings, and I'm down 121 to nothing. Only to discover that they're using another rule book. We're going by the original, you know, rule book, but you've been using new rules. No, we don't have to change it. We don't have to notify. We just change rules because we think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to push back a little bit on something you said because I think we can tweak it just a little bit better. When you have politicians out there constantly saying, you're messing with our democracy. You're messing with our democracy. The thing of it is, I really do think that a lot of these individuals understand this as a republic. And what they are in fact saying is the method of governance, which in the United States is democracy. It absolutely 100% is. We are ruled in a democratic process, but our rules are set up to define and protect a constitutional republic. So when a politician says, okay, that will ruin our democracy, they may in fact be saying that will ruin our form of governance. And they would be right. So again, you got to listen to the whole thing to put this into proper context. But I do hear people referring to our democracy, and we do have a democracy. We absolutely do. A form of government that is a democracy. But,
okay, but
you have to, okay? And if you stop to consider, this is a constitutional republic, but yes, I will repeat, the method of governance is democratic. It is democracy by who? By we the people.
It is
a democratic form of government. There's no doubt about that.
No.
Because the majority rules in election.
Yeah. I'm going to flat out disagree with you on this one.
Okay.
Roger, seriously, because when they call this country a democracy, what they're referring...
No, I didn't say calling this country a democracy. I said the way it's governed a democracy.
Okay. All right.
There is a difference.
Okay. Yes. I didn't pick fly stuff out of your sugar bowl. Please allow me the opportunity to leave my fly turds in my sugar bowl. Now, then when they do this, they're referring to our system of government. They used to say our country or our nation or you taxpayers or whatever. But now they're using it as a term of our form of government, that it is a democracy. That as long as, regardless of, let me see, we had an election, we had an electoral college, We had 80 million people vote for Joe Biden, but that doesn't necessarily hold water, because guess what the states are doing now? They're taking a hard and fast look. They're doing audits.
Yep.
And Roger, I got to ask you the obvious question in this new democracy we have now. If we discover...
I love you, guy. I do.
if we discover that these eight contested states, that yes, they did cheat on the vote, do we have a late arrival at the White House? Is Donald going to show back up?
What you would have to do at that point is you would have to have either Congress or the Supreme Court declare the results of the election to be invalid. Once that is done, yes, the inevitability is, if Joe Biden didn't win, the only other person in the race was Donald Trump. So as usual, you make me believe that you're about to take my butt to the cleaners, and you come up with some strikingly, absolutely perfect and apropos comment. Yes, this would be a situation that would be not only unprecedented in our history, but I don't think we would ever run into this again, even in another 100 years. This is an extremely particular situation. There are very few remedies. One of them you just named, okay? If enough states step forward that can absolutely prove that Trump was the winner in that state so that it swings the electoral, if that can happen, then yeah, that's one way. But there is another way, and most people won't talk about this. They won't talk about it because they figure that it is far too radical. But yet it is the most assured way of the people in this country getting their voice. It is the most assured way of practicing a true constitutional republic, and that is what? A convention.
Oh, no, don't you dare go there.
A constitutional convention.
Don't go there. I'm going to have to pick fly stuff out of your sugar bowl again.
You can pick fly stuff all you want, but I would have agreed with you wholeheartedly a year ago. Right now, with what's going on and the amount of people in this country that have absolutely freaking had it with this.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, here's the problem with that one, Roger.
I already know where you're going, but please, go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, then, since you already know what I'm going to say, what's the point of saying it? Let me go to Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with Roger and agree
That's
with you, John, in that we... We are a constitutional republic. The only thing that we have now, if we went to got rid of the Electoral College and went to a popular vote, then you would actually be a democracy,
right.
A full democracy.
Right.
But we are a constitutional republic. We have voted representatives to represent us, and they actually don't really do the very good job of that. But the point being is the only democratic process principle that we have in our government is the one that was just messed with. And that's the election process.
Right.
That is your democratic process for the people, for a voice, and that doesn't even exist anymore because of Dominion and Smartmatic. That's the only principle of democracy that you have. That's it. Just the voting principle, and that's it.
Yeah.
I would totally agree. But again, by definition, we are a constitutional republic that is run via a democratic process. That is an absolute fact. We can't get away from it just because we feel that the word democracy now has a negative stigma. The democratic process is in the electing of our representatives.
Yeah, but the problem is you're assigning terms that aren't congruent with what they're assigning terms to. And and
I'm talking reality. It's that simple.
Okay, but you...
You can't get a lower common denominator than what we're stating here. The democratic process is in the electing of those who will represent us, those who go to power.
I've been on this
planet. That is the democratic process.
It's the democrat, but it's not a democracy.
No, I agree. It's not a democracy.
Okay.
No.
All right.
And let me ask one last thing. Is that?
Oh, no. You have to hold on because I literally have to take a potty break. So,
okay.
Steve, you sound good on your internet today on God's Sandbar.
I do today. Tomorrow's another time.
You sound great.
Yeah, you should have heard the show yesterday. It was an abject disaster. We'll be back, folks. Hang on. We'll take some phone calls from you as well.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
All righty, we're back. You were about to say there, Mr. Elkins.
Yeah, I would say a constitutional convention would be a very bad idea. And the reason I say that is because you'd find people who would be redefining the definition of is, and they'd also be changing amendments based on liberal new normals. And remember that new normal, that's exactly what would happen. You would have the founding fathers spinning in their graves like a rotisserie chicken. I don't think they had any idea that what they've said would later on be taken and twisted and said, well, it doesn't mean that anymore. It means this. You'd actually have the new normals.
Yeah.
And that's not what they had in mind.
Well, and the administrative state, look what it's bred. It's bred a whole bastion of waiting in the wings, knock one down, they'll bring 10, the administrative state and their lawyers and their lawyerees and the wordsmithing. You're exactly right, Steve.
I agree with both of you. I think it's an absolutely brilliant point, and it's nothing that's lost on me because I'm aware of all of that. What I said was the third point, and this is the one that, you know, I don't have the most faith in, and that is maybe the very last resort we have to, I don't know, bring forth we the people in this country, because that has absolutely been buried. And anybody who doesn't believe that, just look around you. How many people are still wearing masks? And I could go on and on and on. I'm not telling anybody that I promote, okay, a constitutional convention. What I am saying is it is a mechanism.
Yeah.
We may get desperate enough to have to use. It's available, and if you can tune it the way it needs to be tuned, anything could be good or bad. The point here is it's a tool in the toolbox.
That's the problem. That's the problem, Rob.
I agree.
It would be watered. I agree with you. It would be watered down and dumbed down.
Yeah.
It would be dumbed down.
I agree with both of you. But you know how bad things are now. Imagine if we don't put a stop to it. A year from now, what's it going to be like to live in this country? You may have people at that point that are willing to do just about anything. We already know that the Democrats are out there.
Is the reason why we're having problems is because we're not adhering and following the Constitution. That's our problem.
Yeah.
If we absolutely
live
agree.
Up to the Constitution, we wouldn't have these problems.
And
I absolutely agree with you.
And
but
Roger,
again, who is it that just tried to convince us, and you did a good job, I might add, that all of this stuff is different. It doesn't apply by the Constitution. It doesn't apply to the Bill of Rights, and you're absolutely right. But they're getting away with it left and right. Why? Because there's not enough people standing up to say, you can't do that.
Okay, excuse me, but that already happened. 80 million,
I already agree with you.
80 million people didn't vote for JoJo. This guy, Sleepy Joe, showed up here in Texas, and it was not the reception he expected. 80 million people voted for Joe. Nobody showed up when he came down here to Texas. Oh, well, yeah, some people did. They were sporting MAGA hats and Trump signs.
How could over 80 million vote for him? And by what we've seen from everything that's come in, over 80 million voted for Trump. So you're talking about 160 to 170 million. And I think there's only 138 or 137 million registered voters in this country. That really doesn't work very well, does it?
No, it sure doesn't.
But you still got one other problem. You still got one other problem, guys. We haven't even addressed that, and you need to address that, is that the rule of law and the Constitution to be upheld, that is the job of the Supreme Court, and we see they're not doing that. So you could hold a constitutional convention, you could rewrite this, and if it was to their pleasing, to the pleasing of the liberal, evidently liberal and rogue Supreme Court, they might say, yeah, that's great. But we don't have really a rule of law right now. We're not following rule of law. The Constitution is just hanging by a thread, and you have a dormant, labile Supreme Court that should be stepping in standing by the Constitution, and they're not.
No,
you don't have a dormant Supreme Court. They have absolutely taken a stance of shutting Trump and all of his supporters down.
That's true.
It's not a neutral stance. Okay, what we are looking at right now is the puppets, not the puppet masters. And anybody who doesn't think that Roberts and anybody else on that court isn't controlled. We've actually had witnesses state that they heard Robert screaming at the two new, the two new SCOTUS people there, screaming at them that they would shut up and do what they're told, and there's no way in hell that they're going to, do something that's going to bring people to the Supreme Court with guns in their hands. So
does that surprise anybody? Because guess who that was the appointment of? George Bush.
That's the deep state.
Yeah. Well,
in all of its glory.
Okay. These are the actors. They're higher up on the totem pole, but they're still the actors. They're still the faces to they're still just the sock puppets.
Yep.
The real powers behind the throne are the things that we talk about, the New World Order.
Yes.
You know, these are the people that have suggested a global reset. Hell, we even got a bank in Germany now, Commerce Bank, is telling people, no, don't deposit your money here. And they're helping people get their money out of their banks because of negative interest rates. Steve, can you hang? Since you're all full of vim and vigor and internet power today, can you hang on with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure, I can.
All right. Steve Elkins down on God's Sandbar. You better hope that the melding caps doesn't happen, because the whole state is going to be gone all the way up to Gainesville. And Roger Landry, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. Gentlemen, we seem to have a little problem here with our FBI. On yesterday's program, Steve, I don't know if you were there or not. You were having the internet problems. I don't know if you heard me or not. But talking about the FBI, it's the dead fish that's rotting from the head down. And Christopher Wray came out today. And he basically said, he testified, and I watched a few minutes of it. I wasn't going to watch this, I don't know, this administrative drone on in his testimony because he was lying from Jump Street. He told the Senate today that the riot in U.S. Capitol was domestic terrorism and there was no evidence of fake Trump supporters. Now...
Well, you're right. That is a flat-out lie.
Yeah, it is.
Flat-out lie.
It is. And here is the director. Everybody was wondering for a while after he got confirmed, where's Christopher Wray? Where's he at? Well, he was hiding in his office. He was letting his predecessors take all the heat. And now he steps in and shows his true colors. And on yesterday, and I was not joking about this, folks. Yesterday, I said on the program, if the FBI is around you or wants to question you, do not even talk to them. Ignore them. Because they are a corrupt, evil. They have become, you know, I keep hearing mainstream media, well, you know, there's good people left in the... No, 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 no. If your hierarchy, if your managers are corrupt, I'm going to make the assumption that nobody is going to be doing an honest job from that position on down. It's just, to me, it's just not possible.
Well, I'm in agreement with that, 100%.
Well, I worked within the military-industrial complex for 3 decades. And what I can tell you is that there are so many people inside of that chain. Basically, this is what you're describing almost to the T, John. There are so many people sitting there below this guy, and they understand that all they're doing is one tiny little piece of what's actually going to happen. And they may not even be significantly aware of what their piece actually donates in total to the accomplishment of whatever they're trying to do. So when you say there are people there who are innocent, there are people there who... I agree that, no, if you're aware, if you're watching the news, if you're watching alternative news, if you're watching what this guy said today in front of Congress, if you're watching these things, then there is no innocence. But the point here is the reason they get away with so much of this and the reason they can hang on for so long, we are talking, in fact, about the deep state. How long have some of these people been working there? How many generations have been getting away with a specific thing until it becomes part of their normal routine? Is it good? No. Is it legal? Probably not, but everybody does it. We are looking at the deep state, and when you talk about the FBI, when you talk about the CIA, when you talk about the NIS, and I can go on, you are talking about the deep state. Control in this country comes more from the intel sources than any other faction, even more so than the military-industrial complex. The only cabal that has more pull in this country is the cabal that has the most pull on the planet, and that's the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah. Well, let me make a comment real quick here. You both have seen the movie from Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School, correct? Have you ever seen this movie?
No. Yeah. I don't.
You've never seen it? Okay, well, there's a part when a professor was talking about economics and building a company. They were going to start off with a fake company here, and they were going to build a company and a product, and they're going to market it and everything, all the way to get it to market. And the professor was talking about, well, this has to be done. This done. He goes, well, wait a minute here. You got it all wrong. He said, what did I have wrong? Rodney Dangerfield said, well, you've got to pay people. You got to pay the unions off. You got to do kickbacks here to here if you want to lay concrete.
Yes.
You want to do this. Now that's kind of how government works. And people will say,
yes,
well, that's how it's done. That's how business is done in government. One
because
hand
it's been
washes
that way
the other.
For generations.
It has.
And it's been accepted.
I don't know how you break that cycle. Other than having term limitations to make sure that nobody owns you, I don't know how you break the cycle because they'll say that's how business is done.
Okay, hold on 1 second because you just hit the bullseye, and I have said this on John's show at least a half a dozen times and many other shows. There are two things that need to be done to start getting this under control or to stop it from continuing as it does. There are two things that need to be done to Congress immediately. The first one is term limits. Okay, if you can't be in there more than 6 years as a congressman or 12 years as a senator, there's only so much you can do. And the second thing you have to do is take all money out of politics. All money will be budgeted to every candidate on an equal level for your equal office, and that's all you will have. No money from any corporate sponsors whatsoever. So if you take the money out of politics and you put strict term limits in place, you put a big old hole in the deep state.
Okay, what about this? Let's carry this a few steps further. Now, we know that Democrats are real good at fundraising. They'll come up with millions or billions, however, whatever the amount of money that they need to supposedly, honestly defeat their opposition. But why don't we take this a step further that we stop the corporations from funding presidential campaigns? And for that matter, senators and congressmen.
All money out of politics.
Yeah.
All money.
And
except a budget from the state. Yeah.
Well, budget from the state, that's post.
Everybody gets the same amount. You've got to do video. You've got to do, you know, advertisements. You got to get your word out. But everybody should have the exact same platform.
Oh, okay, but wait a minute. We have medias all around this country. Couldn't they you know, we used to see public service announcements that were run.
Okay, we're nitpicking. Yeah, if they can do it for free, let's do it for free. If they can't, what I'm saying is nobody has an advantage of having a $10 billion war chest versus a $300,000 war chest.
You know, to go get a job that pays you, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year?
Yeah. Well, it's about control, remember. It's not how much you're getting paid while you're in there. It's if you're a really good puppet when you get out of here. Okay, Obama was not a millionaire. Obama was not fabulously rich. Try finding out what Obama's worth today. It might jack your jaw down.
Doesn't he have a house in the Hamptons now?
Yeah, okay, which one?
Yeah, which one?
The point here is, we are looking at the deep state, and the guest, the caller you brought in today, and I apologize, sir, I don't remember your name.
Okay, Steve, introduce yourself. You've been doing my program on Mondays for how many years now?
Three years. I didn't recognize your voice. Okay, I already like this guy. Never mind. You don't have to introduce yourself. I know who you are.
Now that we got all that straightened out. Well,
very good.
Steve, I appreciate you hopping on the program today.
Yeah, thank you. Not a problem. I'll take off.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Yeah, we've got several problems, but one of the first problems, and the states are already doing it, Roger, they're taking a look at their voting systems. I have yet to hear any one of them say that we're dumping Dominion or any other company that's been handling the election process, of which we know was, fixed. I mean, and Trump, if you don't want to give any kudos to Trump, but for two issues. One, the media lies. Okay. And two, the election was stolen. And it was.
Absolutely.
And this, short of going into a constitutional convention, my friend, I do believe that the states have enough power to levy, since the election for president of the United States is handled by each state respectively under a hard, fast set of rules that were magically changed.
Look, and the question was already asked. If we can get enough states to turn over their electors from Biden to Trump, okay, due to the research they're doing, if we can get enough states to do this, then that would force a situation that we've never seen in this country. But you don't want to know what? That would be an extremely exciting time, because at that point, everything changes. At that point, can Biden actually sit there? And the next thing is, if Biden and Kamala are pulled out because the election is considered to be fraudulent or it was stolen, does it revert back to Trump? Because if it doesn't revert back to Trump, here is your nightmare for the evening. Guess who it does go to?
Speaker of the House Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God.
It will
end up going back to Trump.
Yeah.
Because I think even the Democrats would probably, I don't know, go in the backyard and commit suicide rather than, you know, seeing Pelosi.
And what you're not hearing through the controlled media, mostly Democrat supporters, is the amount of turmoil right now in the Democrat Party. You know, forget the AOC and people want to distance themselves. They're looking at the whole Democrat Party and their insane march to communism in this country, and they're going, help us. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to stop this.
So many Democrats right now, okay, and no, not a joke, and I don't say things without at least doing some research. Everybody knows that, because I keep telling you, if you think I'm wrong, tell me, and I'll tell you why I'm not. But if you take a look at the people across this country that have absolutely had it with this crap, and they don't support it, what you must be what you must stop to realize is that there is an absolute coup. Not only did the rightful person who was elected by we the people not get into office, but they have immediately started doing massive changes. So we're going to talk a little bit here about some conspiracy theories, okay? We're going to talk about everything seems to be focusing around March. And no, I'm not telling you anything's going to happen. What I am saying is it all seems to focus around March. When are they going to be removing these troops from Washington, the Guard? They're going to be removing them anywhere between, I think they said between the 10th and the 15th of March. Okay. Does everybody out there understand that, yes, in fact, the control of the military doesn't get turned over to Joe Biden until the 4th of March? Everybody aware of that? That was a law that was passed in 2019. It was a 60-day hold. Okay. Also, how many people out there know that the president used to be sworn in on the 4th of March? Not now. That's relatively recent in the history of the United States. If you stop to consider, March keeps coming up a whole heck of a lot. And if you stop to think about the things I just said, all focusing within the same time frame, I'm not trying to tell anybody anything is going to happen. What I am showing you is that the first 2 weeks of March seem to be, I don't know, in focus. What's going on?
Well, are we actually going to? I'm sorry.
I said these are all actual happenings, and I'm not drawing a conclusion. It's just weird as hell.
Well, what are the states, Roger? What do you think the states are going to do, like California, the states that have run up such massive debt? And I've kind of cobbled this thing together that we have 650, maybe upwards to 700 hospitals in this country that literally are on the verge of bankruptcy. And they're holding out for more federal funds. You know, they were promised with the unwritten word, you keep lying about the COVID thing and we'll make sure that you stay open and you get paid.
Yep.
You know, we sniffed this thing out. And when I say we, just the regular people out there that were concerned about being lied to. If you remember this past year, all the reports of the New York hospitals and these...
overflowing.
They were just overflowing. They had the tractor trailers that were refrigerated and they were loading bodies in them and had to build field hospitals. But then we had the individual that went out with their smartphones,
citizen journalists
walked into these places and then put it online. Here is your lie. And they've been busted. If we would have had an honest media in this country, up to and including, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News. Remember when the moniker was, "We report, you decide." Yeah, I knew that was a joke then. It's even a bigger joke now.
Oh, no, it's we deride, you decide.
Yeah, we deride, you decide. Well, and you know what? There's a non-compete clause that's drawn into the Sean Hannity's $250 million baby. That's what the guy's worth, $250 million. And Tucker Carlson. But these agreements should be null and void if the platform that you're on does its very best to destroy your career by way of their own self-destruction.
When our founding fathers were looking for the ultimate check and balance to a political system that they knew would become inherently corrupt over time, they banked on the free press.
Mm.
They banked on the free press up to the point where they needed to ensure that the press was always free and always had access. This, to them, was the fourth branch. Okay, this was the check and balance. But like everything else, where we talk about the up surge in the deep state over the last 60 to 80 years, if you don't think the same thing hasn't happened, stop and consider that when I was a kid, and I'm in my mid-60s, when I was a kid, there were only a couple of major media facilities. That was it. CBS, NBC, ABC. I don't even think Fox News came around till I was already out and running a free man. Yeah, I mean, out of high school. So the media shift in this country has been massive. And what we're looking at today, believe it or not, and John, you pioneered discussing this a few times, and that is some of the biggest problems we have in running this country today are as a result of big tech.
Yep.
And the programmed ignorance I discuss, whereby people are taught that this is the way it is, when in fact it isn't that way. They get away with it. They are lauded for it. These tech companies put it out big time, but if you and I go back behind them and say, that's a lie, that's not a fact, this is reality, we get blacklisted and kicked to the curb and our account gets erased. Why? It's not because we're telling the truth. It's because we're not telling their truth.
You know, former CIA director John Brennan, who'd he get hired by, MSNBC? I think it was MSNBC, if I'm correct. If not, it was the other network, the Communist News Network. But he's come out and said, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. Well, yeah. I've got a suggestion here. He get drug into court, charged for treason, lock him up in jail, and he can be embarrassed to be a white boy because he can be the butt boy for his cellmate. How's that one? How's that one?
He may actually like that, so don't give him any good ideas. Well, okay?
None of these creatures are going to be like, they're not going to be like liking the idea of being locked up for the rest of their lives, which should be exactly what should be done. And here's my problem. There's pieces of this puzzle I just can't make fit, Roger. And that is, how is it that this crime and corruption, and that's an understatement.
Treason. It's sedition and treason.
Bingo.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Punishable up to and including death.
Yes.
How is it that it's been allowed to stand? What is the one major key to this mechanism that they've kept everybody silent? Is it threat of murder? Is it bankrupting you? What is it?
It is the leverage they have because of the things they know. Now, again, this is nothing new to anybody listening, but let's put it into perspective, okay? These individuals that we look as being powerful individuals, like the Clintons, okay, or like the Bushes, they're not. They're just at the top of the puppetry, okay? They're the biggest, baddest puppet. But no, they are not, because if anything ever comes up that puts these elitists in danger, guess who they're going to sacrifice? Guess who they're going to throw to the witches? And it's happened before, but let's talk about who isn't getting what they need to get. Clinton, Hillary, not one dang thing has stuck to her. And the crime she committed all the way up to and including treason, okay? Let's go to who's running the FBI? Comey, treason. Okay, let's go to Brennan. Okay, running the CIA, treason. And why do I say treason? I say treason because you helped, or at least were aware and did nothing of, and your oath says you're here to protect us, did nothing about the stealing of a valid U.S. election via the help of the Chinese Communist Party, which is an absolute fact. Let me ask all of you out there, how the hell do you define treason? I spent 30 years working with or in the military. I know how I define it. And that sure as the hell falls into that window. And how many people actually took part in that? Stop and think about this. Why is everybody getting away with everything? Because if any one of them in any significant place steps up and starts to sing, he's going to bring the entire U.S. government down. They have been threatened. They have been told what you will and won't say. And this is up to whether you breathe tomorrow or your sons or your daughters breathe tomorrow. There is so much that went wrong over the last year. So many that have died that didn't need to die. So many that have been poisoned or are being poisoned today that never needed to be poisoned. That it is starting to catch up with them. And Cuomo is just right in front of your face, okay? And so's Newsom, right in front of your face. Those are just the two biggest. It is happening. And what we're looking at right now may end up with, and I've said this before too, it may be that in order to defocus all of the attention that is about to slam the Democrats so hard they won't know who their mama is a false flag. And I think we're about due.
Well, it's hard to look for positive signs. When you're immersed in the negative stuff for so very long, that even when something, a shiny diamond comes along, you still look at it with a jaundiced eye going, okay, is this real or is this a zircon? we have been taught to be skeptical, which in my business is a good thing. That's for sure. But
I would tell you right now, let me wrap it up with this, okay? If Trump would have stated that he was going to start another party, I would have absolutely lost all faith in him and turned around and walked away, okay? Because that's absolutely not the answer. It's right. Not going to work. All right. It's going to do is divide and make our voice even less effective. When he said, I will make sure, imagine the rallies he can draw for all of these congressional people and these senators for 22. Imagine how he can tip the scales for these people. When he said, I will spend the next 2 years making sure we take back Congress, what he did is guarantee us we will have a big stick to beat Kamala with upside the head every time she acts like a real idiot, because by then Joe won't be in office.
And politically, there's millions of Americans that had had enough. Voted for a guy that was saying the right thing and evidently meant it, because there was a lot that Donald Trump reversed from previous presidencies. These policies and agreements and everything else that is not for America. Trump was in there doing the job that we expected him to do. Now, many people, though, Roger, put him on the plane of, say, Jesus Christ and expected him to walk on the Potomac.
No.
And I kept reminding people, this is the president of the corporation of the United States. So let's not put too much on this guy. But you're right. Do you think these Republicans that have turned on Donald Trump publicly, do you think these people are going to get reelected in the next year and a half? I don't think so.
They got a whole lot of butt kissing to do. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, I don't abide butt kissers and I don't abide suck ups. I just never have and never will.
You got to understand, Trump may, because if they've been in a position for 30 years, think of the value they could bring. But, like I said, they got a lot of butt kissing to do. We'll see.
By the way, is there any word today, spoken to anybody, anything?
Yeah, I spoke to a bunch of people, and they said to tell you, hey, everything's cool, thumbs up.
Okay. I'll be seeing you soon, Sarah.
Have a good day, my friend.
You too.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.